Shel Be'ezra Hashem learned Daf Kuf Chav Gimel of Masech Tuschul. Some of the topics we learned about include, the Mishnah refers to that which we learned earlier about the Hilchas Tumah of Ur. A hide which is separated from the carcass is not Metamet Tumas Nevela because it is not Basar, and it is not Metamet Tumas Eichel because it's not an Eichel. However, as long as the hide is attached to the carcass or to some of the meat, it is either a Shomer, where it is Keneged HaBasar directly attached to the meat, or a Yad, where it is not directly attached to the meat. And it is maybe as a tumma, the ur conveys tumma to and from the basar. Now, there are two ways to skin an animal. L'shatiach, if one intends to use the hide as a tablespread or bedspread. Mafshite pashut, he cuts it along the length of the underbelly of the carcass and peels it to the side, thus creating a large flat piece. L'chemis, if one intends to use the hide as a flask, he does not cut it. Rather, mafshite kafel, he peels it off the carcass from the neck to the legs, or sometimes from the legs to the neck, thus creating a tubular piece which will then be fashioned into a flask. The Mishnah describes at what point in this process is the ur no longer considered attached to the basar so that it cannot serve as a yad. And the Gemara discusses kedei achiza, the amount of hide that is needed to grasp it as he continues to peel away the hide. Mekam ve'elech, the parts of the hide that he keeps on skinning, and tefach ha-samach le-basar, the first tefach of the hide right next to where it is attached to the flesh. Talis shehischel ba-le-kaira, if one tears most of a tummy garment in two, it becomes tar. The Gemara discusses talis tevulas yoim, whether the garment was immersed in the mikveh that day, and or if the garment is made of leather.